Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, all kinds of gadgets and gizmos, products and services, things available in the tech world today and into tomorrow. Glad, as always, to have you tune in. Even gladder, if you will, when you call in and participate on the program. If you've got questions, comments, concerns about anything involving consumer technology, we want to hear from you 24/7 at your convenience, and then we'll address your call on the very next broadcast. 800-899-INTO. It's toll free from anywhere in North America. 800-899-4686. Many of us, of course, are now working from home. Our next guest has some great cybersecurity tips for remote workers. They offer companies an advanced encryption key management ecosystem. What? We'll find out what that is as well. The CEO of Fornetics is Mark Gilroy. Mark, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Good, Dave. Nice to be on the show, and I feel much better-er also. I'm not sure that's the word, but I love it.
Yes, people, they call them Dave-isms because they're thinking, okay, I know he's a talk show host. Did he really say that? You know? Yes, I always speak. I speak more gooder-er all the time.
All right. Well, that was gooder-er start. Yeah. Today, let's talk a little bit about crypto hygiene, because now that you're seeing the new world order start to break apart and say that the headquarters is no longer the center of the universe where we're going to actually be driving what I believe the millennials will be driving in the future as well, but now we're going to be moving quicker, because as we start to create these distributed workforce and everybody's online looking with video interconnections, we're going to have a much bigger attack surface. Let's be straight. Right.
You know, that's a good point, Mark, that I don't think we really thought about. All these people are now saying, well, I get to or I have to work from home. And all these companies are saying, well, we've got people scattered everywhere working from home. But as a result, yeah, look at how many more portals, if you will, that opens up for potential cybersecurity issues.
You bet. And let's be straight. There's a couple of things we want to touch on. And I think one of the number one elements is crypto hygiene. Let's get our heads around that for just a second. And as you understand, we've seen in the last 72 hours, 400% increase of video applications being downloaded. We see 2.5 million increase over the last week over at Zoom. So now we know that that distributed workforce is moving out. Crypto hygiene is going to have to be at the cornerstone of what we're doing. So, Dave, that's my biggest thrust, and that's what I'd like to talk about today, if you have time.
Oh, by all means, then. And, of course, with so many more people activating so many more connections to companies than ever before, is this something that we need to be concerned about at the company end or at the remote end at various homes or all of the above?
All of the above. And let's look at it from a very clear and concise understanding. Every single bad guy that's been out there, all the way back to when there was doing mail fraud, these guys are fully activated now. And one of the points I wanted to bring up is let's make sure if we're staying at home that we're checking in on our elderly and make sure that those folks aren't doing and getting caught up in scams. I mean, right now the phishing is increasing so fast that our attack footprint is tiny, but yet we're under 30 to 40% increase from fishing right now.
And for those dirtbags, you know, that's a former cop term of mine, those dirtbags that are scamming people to begin with, but then scamming our older folks who unfortunately may be a little more gullible, especially these days, that, oh, maybe I could take this. It's a preventative thing. It's a cure. It's a whatever. They're just a little more gullible, perhaps, than the rest of us, although we're all susceptible to these scams. Just, we got to be extra careful,
Got to be. And think about it. What is my main tambourine that I'm banging? And the big point is crypto hygiene. Let's look at everything you just asked, which is, it's not just enterprise. It's not just school systems. It's not just our elderly. It's not just our intelligence community. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that is a big, big broadcast and a big footprint. So we rotate the keys. We put crypto hygiene into the back of your solution set as your VPN gets bigger and bigger, and these folks leave headquarters, which was a confined, safe environment. Now they're out in a distributed platform across many different households. And those households are not built properly. So you got to look at your 10 tips for security. But let's get into that next. Any other questions that you want to pose?
Well, just to obviously point out, as you mentioned, VPN or virtual private networks, they're not so private, it seems, especially now that everybody's scrambled. Here's a laptop, go home, and I don't know when I'll see you again except in a video conference, but you're going to do all your work from home and use our virtual private network, our VPN. Well, great. How private is it? And I guess that's one of the things that you're going to share with us, these top issues.
Indeed, Dave. And let's be straight. Right now, you're right. They scrambled. They sent everybody home. They are working right now with SSO platforms, which is a single sign-on portal. That is not going to be safe. A lot of these folks did not go out of that headquarters with their operating system softwares up to date and their secure systems up to date and their collaboration tools up to date. And none of it was backed up. So all you can do at this point is start working with your internal IT departments, whether you're state, local, education, wherever you are, make sure you look at the top 10 tips for security and follow that recipe and be smart.
Well, then, let's talk, Mark, about your top 10 tips for cybersecurity. And I love how you use the term cyber hygiene, because we're all talking about our hygiene these days. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, et cetera, and do all, and, you know, social distancing. All of it makes perfect sense. But, boy, don't forget about the digital end of our lives.
Indeed. So my recipe for crypto hygiene, again, is obviously not just wash your hands, not just watch your elderly, but make sure you're looking for phishing. I've seen some of the most sophisticated phishing platforms ever. Recently, somebody used my name to tell one of my employees to go over to Costco's to get $400 worth of cards. It looked very, very professional. So look for your phishing. Deploy trusted VPN and malware software. Make sure that your single sign-on platform, maybe you can get the IT department to look at dual authentication. Update your OS. That's really critical, everybody. Get on top of it. Review privileged access. Make sure you know who you're talking to. Provide secure collaboration tools. Back up your data. Plan for upcoming help desk needs. Don't kill your help desk. Make sure you're very smart on how you work with those guys.
Yeah, because I'll bet you just on help desks alone, Mark, I'm sure they're being inundated now, because instead of having just a central group in an office or something that might make a contact or the supervisor makes a contact, now all of a sudden all the employees are saying, whoops, I can't access that document or this file, or I've got to send that invoice out and I'm having a problem. And man, they must be pulling their hair out.
And I may be the worst, right? As the CEO of the two companies, which is a federal and commercial groups, which you break them apart because of government hygiene, you know, we focus heavily on making sure that we have ticketed process at your help desk level. So that's critical, too. And then educate your employee base to work at home and make sure that they see all these tips. And that is the recipe for crypto hygiene. Focus on it. Stay focused and stay well with the rest of the group, because you've got so many people now coming at us from so many different nations, States and obviously bad guys here in America. Any other good questions you want to throw at me?
Well, bad guys and bad girls, because they're very tech savvy too these days, more than ever. So any bad actors necessarily is I think the way to go. I hadn't been counting. Did we get all 10 of your main tips in?
I think we did. I think we got them all. If I can go through them quick: phishing, deploy trusted VPN, use secure SSO, so single sign-on portal, update your OS and secure software, review privileged access, everybody, make sure you know who you're talking to, provide secure collaboration tools, and these are critical too. I mean, don't just go for mainstream. Look for unique groups like myself. I mean, we're out there. We're trying to focus our energies. We offer free. Try us. Don't worry about it. We're here to help our IC community and try to help our U.S. enterprises. So we go to our website. You'll see it there. Back up your data. Make sure you back up your data. People don't do that. I don't do it. And I make my IT department come in on a regular basis to help me on that. And then plan for upcoming help desk. We hung on that. You can't say it, Dave, any better. You've got to make sure these guys are inundated at this point.
Oh, for sure. And I think while Fornetics, at Fornetics, it's Fornetix.com, while you guys can certainly help a lot of businesses too, the tips that you've provided, most of them are all very good for all of us, even as consumers. Maybe we're not working from home. Maybe we're not having to dial into the office and do our job that way. But the same kinds of concerns, avoiding scams and being extra careful. And we pride ourselves on 25 years on the air. We don't let a show go by where we don't mention backup, for example. And it's so important. Right. And you're right. We don't do it. And we recommend it. And it's like, well, wait, when the last time we backed that up? Well, we lost 3 months worth of whatever. Oh, my gosh. You know. So, yeah, backup. Can't say it enough.
No. And make sure all sensitive data, and this goes for the IC community, they do it very well. We don't do it in enterprise well. Make sure you take that sensitive data and you make sure you encrypt that. So when it's going over the open internet, not anybody can get a hold of it. And make sure you educate, and this is number 10, employees about basic home IT security, basic stuff. Make sure you do have a key rotation in your ecosystem, in your architecture. Make sure that your IT department is aware of where you are located, what you're doing, and how many hours you're putting in. I think the last thing, besides the big crypto hygiene message that I've been trying to push to everybody, is please watch your neighbors. I think these people, bad actors, well said, Dave.
Yeah.
These bad actors are out there everywhere. We've got to protect our elderly. And I definitely think that if you do it properly with not just crypto hygiene, but with personal distancing and hygiene, you're going to make sure that your community is safe.
I'm glad.
Any good questions you want to throw?
Other than if you had any more cyber hygiene tips, especially from a consumer standpoint, you know, the things that you're saying are so important, and we all listen, and people nod their heads and say, yep, got to be extra careful. But man, if you're not, you know, great, wash your hands. That's wonderful. 20 seconds. But don't forget about your computers and your connections, even, as I said, even if you're not working remotely.
All right, so a little deeper, because I think the audience is probably very educated. I think that they understand. You've been around 25 years. You knew what you're doing. Look, everybody's looking at their homes, and they don't recognize, say, 11 years ago, you had about 4 to 9 IP and MAC addresses inside your house. Now there's 30 to 40. Your personal homes have now increased 10x in the last 7 to 10 years, where IP and MAC addresses inside the home are going to be everywhere. We saw it recently, and I think you saw this too, Dave, is where they had tapped into a video link on one of our big carriers out there, and they were talking to some young child, and there was a real bad actor saying a lot of bad things to that young lady.
Oh, yeah.
In that room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, that's horrible. So we're working with that team right now. We're trying to make sure that they have a rotated key base. And 90% of the time, it's not them, it's the homeowner who doesn't change their password when they're supposed to. They don't have protection in place. The next thing you know, they've got little kids being exposed. So That's one of my hot buttons. I'm going after that. My executive chairman and I have decided that's one of the areas that we're going to be doing everything we can to protect. It's definitely not the transport layer. It's the homeowner that has to be vigilant.
Gotcha. And great tips, great input. We invite our audience, of course, more information, see what Mark and his team are up to. Visit their site, and you'll see how Fornetics can help. You can request a demo. You can look at all the various products and solutions. It's Fornetix.com. And, of course, we'll link you when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Mark Gilroy, the CEO of Fornetics, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll touch base with you again soon.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
My pleasure. You as well. Fornetics.com. I especially love how Mark is understandably as concerned for the elderly as well. Don't miss that point. And that means if you've got a member of the family, especially maybe a couple of friends that are older and you haven't touched base with them in a while, do that. You can still practice social distancing and call, email, chat, or even bang on the door and stand back and just say, want to make sure you're okay. Do you need anything? If I can help you with something, here's a roll of toilet paper or two, whatever the case. But just keep that in mind. And visit Fornetics.com. I'm Dave Graveline at intotomorrow.com. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.